Hello and thank you again for coming. The 50th International Eucharistic Congress is not just a week-long event, but it's also a two-year pastoral programme which has started and has a series of events happening all around the country at the moment. Many people from around the world are going to follow what's happening here in Ireland as part of the pastoral programme, and the large event that people will follow us over the next 65 weeks, because that's all we've left, is the Bell Pilgrimage. The Bell is going to travel all around the country. It's going to be walked in various parishes, and it will allow us to capture images and information which will be on our website so that everybody can follow and join us on our journey and see a little bit about Ireland. We've over 91 pages on our website at the moment, and they are all translated into a further five languages, one of them being Irish. This is an international Eucharistic Congress, and it is an opportunity for us all to engage with our international friends around the world. The Congress dates are the 10th to the 17th of June 2012. The first 7 days will be here in the RDS with a series of events every day. We're using the entire campus, so there will be many, many opportunities for people to engage in lots of different ways. We'll finish on the last day, which is the 17th of June, in Crow Park for our Statio Orbis, which is an expected 80,000 people. That will be the end of the events here in Dublin, but the start of the next part of our journey. Tourism is a serious contributor to the Irish economy, and at the moment is the one that's showing an upturn in terms of the recession that we find ourselves in. We've targeted that we will have 12,000 international visitors coming to Ireland for the Congress. Statistics show that when people come for congresses, they extend their stay and they travel to other parts of the country, to places of cultural interest and also of religious interest for our pilgrims. The Congress office will be encouraging people to extend their stay and to twin and visit parishes around the country to experience a real Irish welcome and a part of our culture. People will stay in hotel rooms here in Dublin, in university campus accommodation, in hostels, but they will also stay with Irish families in the Greater Dublin area through our volunteer programme of host families. And this will allow people the opportunity again to experience what it's like to be Irish in a modern day country. Tourism Ireland figures would show and indicate that the economic impact of having 12,000 international visitors into Ireland would be between 5.5 and 11.7 million euro in terms of their expenditure. And I think you will expect that that would have a serious impact on our economy at the minute. The statistics also show that when a conference is held in Ireland, 82% of the Congress delegates have never been here before, and the only reason they came was because of the Congress. 9 out of 10 international delegates who come to Ireland for Congresses and conferences express the opinion that they would encourage family members and friends to come to Ireland to visit. So we would hope that we will have up to 12,000 international ambassadors selling Ireland as a result of their attendance here in Ireland. 2011 is the year of the volunteer, and the International Congress already has many volunteers. But today we're also launching our volunteer programme. We hope to have 3,000 volunteers from all around the country to join us in our preparation for the Congress, to help and assist us in the week of the Congress, so that we can show people that we can provide all assistance, an Irish welcome, a professional, up-to-date, state-of-the-art Congress, like many of our colleagues in Tourism Ireland, Fall to Ireland, and the International and Irish Professional Conference organisers have already done many times. We have many things that people can get involved in, and we are inviting people to be involved in the pastoral programme, in our volunteer programme, and to join us on our pastoral journey, which has already started.